ain't got no lighter, so that's what I gotta do. Funny story about that. When I first got an iPod Touch, the first generation iPod Touch, that was one of the first apps I got. Why? I have no freaking idea. But the first app I downloaded was the lighter app. And it was just a lighter. You click on the screen and it lit up. No freaking reason. I couldn't tell you why I had that app, but I had it. Like, I don't know why. But,
Man.
Stupid.
Man, we are here. We are back. Episode 45 of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. My name is Deontay Epps, joined by a national champion. Hey, give him Dane Beasley, bro. Your Sam Houston State Bearcats finished the job on Sunday, man. Handle business 23-21 over South Dakota State. What are you feeling like right now, bro?
Man, so I didn't know what to think in the last 5 minutes of that game when Isaiah broke off that run. Calling him by his first name like I know him.
That run was crazy, bro. Are they going to tackle him? Nope. Okay, that guy got him. Oh, nope. Oh, he's gone.
And then stiff arm home into the underneath the ground. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
When I seen that, I was like, dang. This is really about to happen again. We're really about to lose again. Like, third time. Like, this is not supposed to happen like this. But every single player on the offense made so many clutch plays. So many. And we, you know, obviously, it wasn't a – I don't think it was a good officiated game on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
And either team. But at the same time, I think they let them play it out the last few plays. But – Schmidt, quarterback, he's as tough as they come. I remember I was at Sam Houston during the Brian Bell era, and Brian was tough as nails too. But guy was taking shots. We're not talking about, oh, we're going to, you know, grab him and tackle him to the ground. Like, he was getting, rib shots. He was getting pile drive into the, if it was in the league, they probably would have called some of them, you know, roughing the passer type stuff. But, you know, he kept balling. So,
yeah,
it was cool, bro. The wife was asleep. She was taking a nap. So Langston and I were watching the game in the living room. So when we were like making all these exciting plays and of course, when we on the game winning touchdown, like we just had to like cheer silently so much. But Langston, he had no idea what was going on.
Couldn't get too rowdy.
Yeah, he couldn't get too rowdy, but man, it was cool. I was just so happy for those guys because I'm sure that this season was much different than any other season. It's just tough with all the obstacles with COVID and then just the uncertainty of their own NCAA eligibility. And then they're at the end of the day, a lot of them are just kids. Like literally a lot of these guys are kids. So, I mean, I'm happy to be an alumni, but I'm even happier for the guys that, you know, they get to ride off in the sunset, you know, with those rings. Because I know it's that monkey's been hanging over our backs for a long time.
For years, man.
Even if you're probably new to Sam Houston this year or you're just getting familiar with Sam Houston, you know about the path or the many paths that we've taken to get to the national title and just come up short. But, man, to go through North Dakota – like literally go through North Dakota and then go through South Dakota is just like that's all she wrote. So I'm happy for him, man. I'm really happy for the players. I know they're hella excited. I don't know any players personally anymore. Everybody that I knew has graduated already. The older guys, the old regime, but these new cats, I'm sure, and they're young too. The new guys they got a lot more coming their way as far as success.
For you, man, you know, being an alum, what, you know, just not talking about the athletic perspective of it, but you going there and you living in Huntsville for, you know, 4 or 5 years, what do you think this championship can bring to the school as a whole and like the city of Huntsville?
I tell you what, it definitely will bring in a lot more recruits. There is some talents and guys that are on that team right now. And with the location of Sam Houston, it's, you know, just to the right of Texas A&M. It's just to the north of U of H. And it's, you know, pretty south of all of your Division I Dallas located teams. So, you know, your UNTs and your SMUs, they're way up the street. But if you look at those three particular sections, College Station, Houston, and Dallas, a lot of recruits in the state of Texas end up at those cities and those big time programs. So hopefully what that does is it provides, you know, some sort of, I don't know, some sort of influence and some sort of incentive to bring some more athletes to Huntsville, because it's, you know, it's you, if you pass by Huntsville, you'll blink if you miss. If you blink, you will miss it. So hopefully that, and then on top of that, just gives these guys exposure and lets, you know, the league know, because there is talent in the FCS. We already know that your Power Five schools are going to produce most of your NFL stars. We get that. But more and more and more we see, just because you're at a small letter school or just because you're at a lower division school doesn't mean you can't ball, doesn't mean you can't get noticed. Because I can guarantee you, either one of those teams, somebody from one of those teams is going to be playing pro ball. Guaranteed. We'll revisit this podcast this time next year. General Homeboy at your service. You smell me?
No. Yeah, man. And, you know, I had the chance to talk to a bunch of guys, friends of the show, friends of ours, Dane, that, you know, wanted to put their chest out a little bit and gave an opportunity to rep for the Bearcats. Of course. And, you know, I wanted to make this, I felt like it was important because to make this podcast this particular episode about Sam, because Sam is a part of, you know, Texas football, and, you know, everything sports wise in Texas revolves around football. So to see Sam, you know, go through, you know, back in 2009 when you were there, and, you know, the depths and how bad the team was, like, to see him rise.
We were bad. That first year, I was like, dang, I'm just keeping it real. When I first got there, I'm like, dang, bro, I don't know if I want to go to another game. Like, we're getting our asses kicked. But we were there every single Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. We were there
every single Saturday, during the rain games, you know, when it's hot outside and all that, lightning delays, we were there every single one of the mass games. Yeah. And then it's like, I promise you, the class that came in with us, you know, Darius and Darnell Taylor, the Taylor twins, like, they were like, those are the guys that were like the cornerstones of that defense. But those are the guys that I remember, obviously. But, and of course, Tim Flanders, who can forget Tim Flanders? And obviously, I already said Brian Bell. But man, we had some dogs. And back in my day, when, as I said, we had some dogs. But it looks like they're in some great hands. That program is in some great hands. So,
you know, you're copping all the championship merch, right?
Oh, of course. DeMar is giving me a hard time about when I was going to go down there and get it. Because he sent me the link to get the shirt. And I was like, I'll just get one personally when I go down there, like, in July. He's like, well, why not just get one now? And I was like, I'm not in a rush. Plus, what you're getting right now is the first edition of those Natty Champion t-shirts. I'm going to get the third edition, you know, with the sparkles and the glitter.
The extra
and, you
know, stuff.
Blue bells and whistles on it by the time I get there, so. You know,
yeah, man.
I haven't been back since I haven't been to Sam since I graduated back in. Well, for the second time I graduated when my master's back in 2015.
Yeah, and next time you go back, you're not even gonna recognize it. Like,
nope. I'm like, that's what my old dorm used to be.
They finna have, hey, after this Natty, they finna have skyscrapers and
they're gonna have a little rail train go underneath the city and stuff. Yeah. But yeah. Sam Houston got some. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. More importantly, just go down there and get, you know, some of the good food spots that we used to hit up all the time. So,
right,
looking forward to that. I mean, obviously visiting some old professors too. So, but, you know,
yeah,
see how it goes. Well,
definitely happy for you guys. Happy for the university. The program came a long way for sure. And for this episode, our listeners, we have some other guests to come on following us and alumni of SHSU to have their feelings, talk about how they felt about the national championship. But before we get to that, I want to let you know to rate us on Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars and give us a great review as well. And we enjoy it so much. Hope you enjoy this episode of the Dual Sports and Stuff podcast. I'm joined by another Sam Houston State alum, my guy Gavin Sublet. No, Gavin.
All right, DM's wrong step. I wouldn't go get you on camera. You have to start it.
Gavin Sublet, man, how you doing, bro?
I'm chilling, man. I just got back from Frisco today, man. I'm feeling still good, man. It's still carrying over.
You're smiling, man. You got that championship grin on your face,
man, bro. Man, we waited a long time for this, man. A long time.
So, Sam Houston State University, FCS national champs, man. First thing that comes to your mind when you hear that?
Man, just happiness. First, I'm happy, but I still remember. I'm going to go ahead and give them a shout out on here. I ain't trying to throw no shade, but one of them Barstool people tried to say the FCS thing didn't count. And I'm like, they must not be from Texas because we celebrate everything here in Texas. When you bring a championship back to Texas, everybody celebrates with Texas. That's how we do.
For sure, man. Stunned. I mean, Texas is football, man. No matter if it's high school, college, NFL, like that's always
sure, man.
Thing, man.
Yeah, I know it was on the signs all over every city and everything. They were saying eat them up cats, everybody.
Even on the interstate, like I saw drive safe, eat them up cats. Yeah. They reffing it.
We're celebrating.
For sure, man. But what does it mean for you as an alum seeing the school you went to for four and a half years, pulling it off with national championship?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I was there whenever they went back to back to the national championship and lost twice to North Dakota State. And so I was already good when they beat North Dakota State 2 weeks ago. I was already like, I finally got to see that happen. And then I was going to say and then one of the games I actually remember I watched it on a mission trip when I was in Uganda. So we streamed it.
Yeah.
And so here we are watching this game. We had to stay up till like 2 or 3 in the morning just to watch this game. And because of injuries and all that stuff, it just couldn't get on the same page. So 10 years, man, after finally seeing it, I couldn't be happier, man. It was nice to watch them boys celebrate. And a bunch of the old football players came back to celebrate, too. So it was real cool bumping into some of them, man.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned, like, you know, the years back-to-back where you guys couldn't pull it off. Was there any doubt in your mind that, you know, hey, man, maybe it's going to happen again? You know, a couple of times during the playoffs, you guys came from behind, a couple of comeback victories.
For sure. Was
there any doubt in your mind during this game? We're like, man, is it going to be one of those times where, you know, we get to the end and can't finish the job off?
Yeah, so I would say I wouldn't necessarily thinking that, but like the energy felt that way in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Like it got kind of quiet. And actually the guy that caught the winning touchdown, his dad was sitting like in front of me.
Okay.
And when everybody was quiet, he came up and was like, hey, we're not finna lose heart. Eat them up, cats. And he started getting everybody loud again. So I didn't feel that way. But once the energy kind of got sick, you know, get sucked out the stadium at college football, momentum swings.
Right.
It's powerful, man. It's powerful.
Exactly. Yeah. You're a Cowboys fan too, like Dallas Cowboys fan.
Born and raised, yeah.
What other sports teams that you rep?
Yeah, no, I mean, pretty much straight Dallas ticket, except for I wasn't trying to get, I mean, I like the Astros too, because I lost a friend, a roommate in college. I lost, like, he passed away. And so one of the last things we ever did was watch an Astros game together. So when they got to win that, I celebrated with them just because I was from a homeboy. But pretty much all straight Dallas ticket.
Yeah. You got to celebrate a championship with the Astros. I'm a Mavs fan too. So, you know, we won that title. So So you felt this experience of your team winning a championship before, but for a team, how does it feel like for Sam Houston never, you know, never winning one? How does it feel?
Yeah, Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's, it feels more, well, one, because I still owe Sam money. No, I'm just playing. Right? I guess when you go to the school, you know what I'm saying, and you do kind of build up this sense of school pride, you know, and actually right now I'm back in Huntsville. I'm actually the college pastor at the church that I went to. So I know a whole lot of the students, you know, I was actually sitting two seats over from the dude that was crying because he goes to my church. He's one of my kids. And so like so it's kind of dope, but still, because I'm around college students all the time working in college ministry. So I still feel that energy, you know, that's all they were talking about leading up to it. So to me, like, it's like, that's something we can all share together, that our school, like, won, you know, that they made it and we all just celebrated together.
Yeah. What year did you graduate from Sam again?
2014.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So on a wider scope of things, we talked about from an athletic standpoint, on a wider scope, talk about your experience at Sam and like why you feel like this championship is important to the university and even the city of Huntsville. So
yeah, for sure. Well, first of all, like, yeah, Huntsville within itself isn't a real big community. So you could definitely tell, like, everybody was celebrating, like, families that are here, you know, people just around town. We all go to the college football game just like something to do. So you could tell, like, everybody was already celebrating on Facebook. You know, it was crazy. And even for the people, like I said, that don't even go to Sam, it's just we all support that school. Because it's such a big part of the community. In my experience with Sam personally, I remember getting here young and dumb as a freshman, just like anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
And I used to visit y'all.
Used to come visit freestyle videos. Man, we used to eat the freestyle videos. And y'all don't scroll too far down on Facebook; you might find something. but definitely, yeah. No, and then I just remember, like, for me, it was college. Always had a special place in my heart because that's really what kind of put me on my call in the ministry.
Yeah.
And for me to start to learn, like, who I was as a man, you know, I feel like that's a lot of time we, like, established that. And then going to football games, I mean, I knew a lot of dudes back then when I was on the football team, either through church or just shout out to my homie Vincent, who was my roommate for a little while. You know, he played on the squad. And just watching, like, the culture of what the football team, like, the electricity that is sent through the campus. Because I want to say my freshman year, they weren't that good. And then sophomore year, got a new staff changes, bunch of new recruits. Tim Flanders pulled up, man, broke all these dang records. And so that really was, like, when I was there was when football kind of became, like, that's what put it on the map. And so, yeah, man, so I think it just means a lot to us because even though we're a smaller, you know, school, and they say it's FCS, like, I don't know. It's like that was our community. And even going back to the game yesterday, I bumped into all these people that I knew and, you know, see all these familiar faces. And, like, it's a Bearcat thing. Like, when you go there, you know. If you don't, you don't know.
Right. It's culture. A Sam thing. Yeah, for sure.
The culture. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. If you had an opportunity and if Coach Casey Keeler could hear this, what would you tell him about, you know, everything that's gone on the past few weeks and leading up to the championship game and finishing it off?
Yeah, for sure. I would just tell him congratulations, man. I mean, the dude's obviously a talented coach. I mean, if you look at just his stats leading up to the game, and I would just say congratulations and let's make it a dynasty. And thank you for all you and all your players do for the community, because they do a lot, man. And I know a couple of guys on the team now, you know, being in college ministry, like, they come to the crib and I cook for them, or sometimes they come to church or whatever with the, you know, when the football schedule's not too crazy. And so I just tell them, man, thank you, man, and keep teaching these boys how to be men. I know that he cares a lot about that. And because, you know, you can't just care about the football player on his own, but as a whole person. And he does a good job of that, man. I respect him.
That's what's up, man. I want to thank you so much for coming on such a short notice.
Oh, no, man. You know, I got you in the clutch. Yeah. I got you, man.
Every time we have a guest on, we like to give them the opportunity to give a shout out, anything they like to say to our audience or people that listen.
Oh, for sure. Well, first of all, if y'all got any incoming freshmen coming to Sam, like I said, I'm the college pastor at University Heights Baptist Church, the True College Ministry. And, man, we love it, man. I bring freshmen in, and like I said, we get them involved, and we help them kind of navigate through those first couple of years, and we send them out to graduate in one piece. So, yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate that, man. And one question I'm looking here through my nose, I forgot to ask, and you brought it up. Sure. What was the experience like being at Frisco, being in, you know, not the trenches because that's on the field, but like in the atmosphere of the game, what was that like, man?
Yeah. So first of all, the game was sold out as much as they could sell it in that capacity. And it sucked too, because that with that lightning delay,
Right.
So Sam had just got the touchdown, came back.
That said, momentum. Y'all
go outside. And we're sitting there like, what? So we all went out and we just kind of stood. I mean, we didn't even know. It was like some older Bearcats, obviously, had put up like a tent. And they were like, y'all come stand with us. Y'all don't got to go back to your car. So they let us wait with them. We were just kind of out there talking, huddled up. And then you come back in.
How long was that delay? Was it like an hour?
About 45 minutes to an hour or something like that. It was quite a bit. But, you know, but most of the people came back, though. I figured nobody from South Dakota is going to leave because they all come back. Anyway, so yeah, but now we came back in there and it seemed like the game didn't even miss a beat. Like the energy was just so high. And I will say towards the end, I feel like every time the offense got the ball, Sam's offense, like the crowd was like people were getting quiet. They get quiet and they stop and they listen. And they were just letting them work so they could hear the calls. But man, I feel like Sam, their defense is really exposed, was explosive. Obviously the quarterback is good and I can't remember his name, but number 12, obviously. Killed it back to back. Every time they touched the ball, Ezra, every time they touched the ball, just that, you know, you could just feel it. But when he ran back that punt and they threw the flag, my heart broke, man, for the kid. My heart broke for him. I was like, let that man be great. Why don't you keep holding him down?
Like, what's the movie? Denzel, the football movie. Remember the Titans.
Let
the boys play.
Let the boys play.
Let the boys play.
I feel that's how I felt, man. But yeah, but other than him, I feel like there was some pretty bad calls. And you know, and I'm not, and I really try to watch objectively when it comes to what the refs do or don't call. There was some bad calls against Sam, but like they overcame, man. But on that last in the fourth quarter, bro, as soon as like they pulled, I mean, because they had to go for it on fourth twice in that last drive and they barely got it. And then it's first and goal. And that little dude snuck right in the middle. He was in like triple coverage.
Yeah.
And he just caught it and fell down. But he seems like a real nice young man. I've seen him around campus before. Yeah.
And I saw him post on Twitter about how, you know, his family reaction to it.
Then he came over, like I said, they were sitting like maybe 5 or 6 seats up, a little bit to the right. And he came over, gave him hugs, blew him kisses and stuff. And he knew exactly. And they was all decked out in T-shirts saying like, oh, you know, nephew, uncle, mom, like they knew with his number on there. And they were just there in full effect showing love. So
nothing bad.
And I'm just. Yeah, I know, right? Just having your family there. And I know a couple of other families of parents I just met for years, some of the freshmen too. And like, yeah, their parents were all there supporting. And so it's just nice that the community, especially on the back end of COVID, you know what I'm saying? Where we've been all social distance for the past year mostly. And it almost felt normal again, honestly. Right. It really did. Yeah. So I think that made people appreciate it even more.
Right. I appreciate you so much, man, coming on.
Hey, man.
Notice all that good
real
stuff.
Talk. Man, you know, man, bro, come on, you fam, bro. You know I got you. You know I love you, man.
I appreciate it. That's my guy, Gavin Sublet, giving you inside, you know, info on how it went down yesterday or Sunday with the Bearcats taking home the national title. I appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, take care, man. God bless.
You too, bro. Joined by our friend, longtime friend, Malcolm Clayton. My guy, man, how you doing, bro? Appreciate you.
Good, man. No problem. Eat them up, cats, man. Let's go. Let's do the thing.
Already hyped, man. So, yeah, when you hear that, man, Sam Houston State, FCS national champion, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Man, closure. The number one word would be closure, man. It's like an open wound, definitely, man. A little fun fact, I went to every single home game in my 4 years at Sam Houston State. So in 2011, when we lost North Dakota State, it was a close one. It was like, I think 6-17. It was real close. We were in. It was nail biter. Feel like we should have won, but we didn't. Feel like we're going to get redemption next year, and the score wasn't so pretty. I think it was like 13-39, something like that. So it was like an open wound. And ever since then, it's been like an upward hill. Like, we just can't get over that hump. So we finally did it. And to beat North Dakota State, get in there, to beat JMU, get in there, all these teams that knocked us out previously. Woo, it's amazing, man. It's a good feeling.
Man, and I forgot about that, bro, because you mentioned you went to every home game. You were part of the ROTC program and stuff down there, correct?
Oh, yeah, the cannon crew, yeah. Definitely firing all the cannon every time we scored a touchdown and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so you've seen everything since you were there back in, what, 2009? So, like, you've seen the team when it was at its very lowest, and then to see them grow and compete and get better and finally capping it all off, it has to be an incredible feeling.
Definitely. Just like when you talked to Dane and Gary, I'm pretty sure they told you our freshman year, man, Sam Houston really wasn't too good in football. They were mediocre at best. I remember they had four tries to get a touchdown in to win a game. I forgot who it was, but they had four attempts. They ran the same play over and over and couldn't get half a yard to win the game. So it was embarrassing. And then for them to turn around and go on the road they won, man, it's just a wonderful story.
Man, and you kind of talked about it going through that, the role of North Dakota State, JMU, and then finishing off with South Dakota State. And, you know, a couple of those games, they were behind, you know, two scores, three scores, definitely in that JMU game. So, man, you know, they fell behind again in the champ game. Was there any point in your mind, any doubt, like, man, not again, like, are we going to fall short again? Was there any doubt in your mind that that would happen?
Honestly, yeah, I had doubt. I think on that last drive, we had a complete 2 fourth down to just keep the hope alive, and we were able to do that. Clutch. It was a good feeling. You know, remind me a little bit of the 2005 national championship with Vince Young and them. You know, I had them out. I'm a Longhorn fan as well. I had them knocked out, and they came back and won it. So this was definitely going to. It's definitely historical for me. I'm definitely going to remember it for my lifetime. Definitely.
Right. So you mentioned the Longhorns, you know, that's your big time D1 school. So you felt the feeling of having your team win the national championship. And so to experience that again when Sam won on Sunday, what's that feeling? Describe what that feeling like, man, my team, you know, we're national champs.
Oh, man, this is way more closer to home because, you know, of course, going to all the games, going to Bauer Stadium, being an alumni, it's actually more closer to home. You can relate a lot more better than being, I guess, an outside fan looking in like you would be if you didn't attend the school. So it definitely defines that as far as being an alumni fan and outside fan. It puts that a little more perspective. But I'm proud. I'm proud of my Sam Houston State Bearcats. Just eat them up for life.
And you graduated in 2013, all right?
Yes, sir. 2013.
Yeah, so and after you graduated, you lived in Huntsville for a little bit?
Yep, lived in Huntsville, worked for TDCJ for a little bit, got my little bit of experience out, and then I left.
Nice. So this victory, you know, of course, for the athletics program is huge. For the university is huge. What if you could describe what that means for the college and, you know, even the city of Huntsville itself, what would you say?
Oh, man, that's big. I feel like this is the start of a true dynasty, which was started back when we were students. We just couldn't really finish it. Now they finish it. Now I feel like that's the domino effect we needed to keep this thing going and going in the right direction. So I'm definitely excited to see what we have coming forward in the future.
Yeah. Speaking of the future, man, you know, you guys got Casey Keeler as head coach. If you could tell him one thing, like if he just happened to turn on the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast and he's listening to Malcolm Clayton talk about, you know, the journey of the team this year, what would you say to him?
Man, we appreciate our sacrifices. I know it's probably not the hardest. It's probably one of the hardest things to do to win a championship. You did it once before at Delaware. Now you did it again. I just hope that you stay and continue at least try to win it some more. You know, we're happy for you. We're proud of you. You know, we'll give you the resources that you need to keep on doing it.
Man, couldn't said it better, man. You know, every time Dane and I have a guest, we like to give them the opportunity to shout out anything, anything that they want to get out to our listeners out there.
Oh, man, just you guys keep doing what y'all doing. I'm proud of y'all. I don't really watch a podcast in my life. When I do, y'all definitely be the first one. But I'm subscribed to y'all's YouTube channel and I like all y'all's videos, man. Keep doing what y'all doing.
Man, appreciate it, my guy. And that is yes, Clayton, alum of the Sam Houston State University.
Eat them up, cats.
Cats, national champs, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing.
And I am joined by Damonrick Smith, friend of the show, and of course, another alum of SHSU, the Bearcats, yes, as they handle business and finish the job Sunday in their victory over South Dakota State. Man, how you doing?
I'm good. I mean, even better, they pulled it off. So.
For sure, man. So yeah, Sam Houston State University, FCS national champions. When you hear that, man, what comes to your head?
A long time coming. Especially, we was there for those years when they made it to the championship and couldn't finish it, but this time they got it done. So
yeah,
proud of them, proud of alumni, all of that. So.
Yeah. And like you mentioned a couple of those times back in the day, I know maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, the back-to-back national championship appearances against North Dakota State falling short. Yeah. Even in the playoffs during this time, there were times where they had to come from behind. And even in the championship game, they fell behind late in the end. Was there any doubt in your mind, like you kind of cycling and thinking like, man, you know, we might not be able to pull this one off?
I mean, sometimes you do think like that, but at the same time, the way they've been through these playoffs already, it's like, you know what? These guys can pull it off. They've been behind the playoffs before. They had to step up in the playoffs before. They can do it again. That's exactly what they did. Past rounds has been a defense. This time it was the offense. So full team effort.
Yeah. And you had in the group chat, you texted us about, you know, the hate you were getting from some family members, kind of talk about, you know, what they hating on, my guy.
It's friendly rivalry between me and my sister. She went to Lamar, I went to Sam Houston, so a little bit of trash talk ever since Lamar got their football team back, and that's pretty much what all that was. So shut down a hater.
Yeah, shut it down quick. Hey, like that's how I was when Baylor won. Like, man, anything y'all can't talk to me for the next 3-4 months till the season come back around. We champs until, you know, we tip off, you know, kick off again. That's funny,
it's,
man.
It's one of those like, hey, my team just won, let me have my moment.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What year did you graduate from Sam?
2012.
Okay. So, you know, in the wider scope of things, like kind of taking a step back, not only talking about athletics, but what do you think this championship could mean for the university, even the city of Huntsville altogether?
It's big because that's something they have been waiting for. Because, like, the foundation for all that was laid out with those teams when I was there. So it's like that first season, they started undefeated, made it to the championship. You're like, okay, this could be the year we actually get a championship. They fell short, but that next year they made it right back. And you was like, okay, there's another opportunity. They fell short again, but the excitement was already there.
Right.
So for them to actually do the same thing and actually pull it off, I know it's big for them. But it's going to be huge for the university already. They just had the rebranding and all that. And now you win a championship first year of the rebranding. So now your new logo is going to be everywhere with champions.
Right. Makes sense, man. And if you had one thing or maybe two things to say to Coach Casey Keeler, if he could hear like anything that you had to say to him about, you know, winning the championship, what would you say?
First thing first, congratulations. I mean, I think that's the biggest one right there. I mean, I think I could summarize it right there. Congratulations. Yeah. Like, they finished it. They got the job done after so many years of being close and not being able to get there. So,
yeah. Appreciate you, man. And of course, you're a listener of the Duo Sports and Stuff podcast. So definitely appreciate you taking the time out. And
hey, no problem. I'm glad you was watching them.
Hey, yeah. For the listeners that don't know, Damonrick and I, you know, we kind of had this thing where during like the semifinal game, they were down by what, 21 points or whatever.
Yeah, and I started watching 24-3 at halftime.
Yeah. And I started watching. It came back and won. So, you know, when they were struggling at the beginning of this one, I was on vacation on the Riverwalk. The mama hit me up like, man, all right, do what you're supposed to do, bro. And,
you're supposed to be watching a game.
pulled up my YouTube TV app and, you know, pulled it up, watched what I could in certain spots. But, man, it was great to, you know, those closing moments, definitely championship moments. They came clutch when they needed to, and it was definitely fun to see. Definitely great for the university, the state of Texas for sure. Mm-hmm.
It's fun for us. It's fun for us because your team won championship in our team, so.
Exactly. I'm happy for all y'all, man. And that's why I wanted to take the opportunity to let you guys, you know, put your chest out a little bit, you know, and flex and enjoy the moment. I appreciate you, man. As you know, when we have a guest on, we like to let them say any last words or any words of encouragement for anybody that's listening.
Well, caught him on the spot.
My bad, man.
I don't really have anything. I mean, I don't got nothing to promote, nothing like that.
Yeah.
I can't say for y'all, appreciate what y'all doing with this podcast. I know it was kind of started off as a hobby, something you and Dane wanted to do, and y'all are doing it. So shout out to y'all.
Man, I don't have anything else. Appreciate you so much, man. Demonric Smith, another alum of Sam Houston State University. I appreciate you, bro. Eat them up, cat.
Yes. Oh yeah, I got the.
Oh, they got the merch. You got to represent. Appreciate it, man. Sir. Thank you so much, bro.
All right.
And I am joined by Brian King, alum of Sam Houston State and friend of the show. I appreciate you joining me. Man, how are you doing today?
Man, doing great. You know, still recovering from the championship yesterday. Kind of having a championship hangover you guys had.
For but sure, that's going man. Good. For sure, man. We'll get right into it. Sam Houston State University, FCS national champions. How does that sound to you?
It's amazing, man. You know, just, you know, thinking about championship in May, I mean, it's been weird. I had went to my barber, I think, last week, and, you know, he's like, you know, how you guys feel? I said, well, I mean, I prefer, you know, we have a regular season where everybody could, you know, see it. But I had to text friends and say, hey, there's the championship going on, man. We're playing against, South Dakota State. We knocked off James Madison, knocked off North Dakota State. So it's just been a really good playoff run. I mean, well-deserved.
Yeah. Man, and honestly, you know, yesterday I was on vacation in San Antonio and couldn't really keep up. But, you know, I followed through your tweets, like, because you were right there in the mix of everything. So I can only imagine the pageantry and, you know, the atmosphere during that time. So as an alum, for you, you know, being a part of the university for so many years, what does it feel like finally the team finally getting over that hump and, you know, being national champions?
I mean, it's a sigh of relief, honestly. I mean, I started at Sam back in 2010, graduated in 14. So, you know, I was there seeing the playoff runs that led to the championship, I think, in 11 and 12. And we came up short against North Dakota State twice, man. So it's just swallowing the bitter pill, you know, what, you know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And then, you know, for these guys to get a new coach, go through, I think this is the second transition as far as players that we've gone through. So seeing this team, I mean, they were hungrier. I can say that, you know, just staying
seems like it.
The whole playoff run. I mean, it's hard to be down against James Madison 24-3 at halftime. And then these guys just surge back, man.
Yeah.
End up winning this thing. So it's just been great to see the program continue to develop and basically, you know, just progress from 2012. Because, I mean, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. And you kind of mentioned that, you know, being down a couple of times in the playoffs. Were you at each of the games this year in the playoffs? Did you go to all of them?
No, I only went to the James Madison game. So I watched North Dakota State from Dallas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you know, they come back from deficit after deficit, you know, multiple times in the playoffs. So at any point during this particular game, you know, they fell down again towards the end of the game. Was there any point in your mind like, you know, they made accomplishments with comebacks this year, but, you know, in the past, you know, they lost those back to backs in the national title, other times in the playoffs where they weren't successful. Was there any doubt in your mind like, oh, man, this might not work out for us in the end?
I'll say, yeah, I mean, that was a good, you know, 35% doubt because, but I saw, you know, 11 and 12 and of course, new administration, new team. But from, you know, what I've seen is just, I mean, I'll just go back to the James Madison game. I mean, being down 24-3, it's like, hey, you know, we even, either leaving early or we get to see these guys try to see what they'll do for the next two possessions. And I mean, they, you know, they, it came through, but even the game yesterday, I mean, we were down after that. It was an 88-yard run by South Dakota State. Really good run, you know, on their part. But after they went up, it's kind of like, okay, 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
Like, either these guys, you know, dig in deep, do what they did last week against James Madison, or they'll, you know, wish that they would, you know, would have done that in the future.
Right. And, you know, we kind of talked about at the beginning, you traveling to the game. How was the atmosphere like in Frisco, being amongst the other SHSU fans, and, you know, during the rain delay, you know, you had that 45-minute rain delay. How was that feeling of the championship atmosphere with all the emotions and roller coaster going on?
It was good. It was as if, you know, every fan in there, I mean, both sides, you know, no one was just letting the rain stand in the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it was rough, you know, to stay there for the first half. Honestly, I was at a watch party for the first half. I said, you know, I'll just let the rain run out. Let's just see if it dries up, clears up. So then with the rain delay, I mean, you just, you know, have more time just to kick back.
Right.
And then when the game restarted, then we just went ahead and walked in. And I mean, I don't think anybody, I'll just say 80% of the stadium was standing up after the game restarted in the second quarter, man.
You said you graduated in 2014. So on a wider scope of things, not just thinking athletic from an athletic standpoint, what do you think this championship could bring or would bring to the university and even Huntsville as a city?
I'll say more exposure. You know, I'm not sure which year we're moving up, because I think this may be our last year in the FCS. So we're moving up to the WAC conference, WAC. Not sure all of the teams who are in it. I mean, we've just, you know, been focusing on Southland, trying to secure this title this year. But I will say, moving forward, you know, I mean, having this game on ABC, you know, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Being on ESPN multiple weekends is a big deal. So this will highlight, you know, more guys coming here. Definitely make a great deal for film tapes, you know, that was a defensive end that just, you know, caught one of the receivers in James Madison.
Yeah.
And I mean, just seeing how fast this guy is, like, you know, we wouldn't know that, you know,
right.
If it wasn't on ESPN. And even Eric Schmidt, the quarterback, he's just been, you know, performing every week. So it's just been great to, you know, see those guys.
Yeah, I definitely think the exposure, especially being on ABC for the championship game, is like you couldn't write a better script for, you know, the university and the program and the school as a whole. If you had the opportunity to, if Coach Casey Keeler could hear what you're saying right now, what would you say to him as far as everything going on the past few weeks and leading up to the championship game and finishing the job?
Job well done. I mean, that's it. Job well done. I mean, because I'm sure he knows that there was so much riding on this. There's so much noise that he had to just silence. You know, I'm sure he told the team, just silence all the noise behind you. I mean, around you. Forget the past. This is the present. You know, win today. Forget about tomorrow. And I mean, that's how they came out and played the game.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming on so much, Brian, man. Every time Dane and I have a guest, we like to give them an opportunity to shout out anything to our listeners or people that might listen to our show.
Yeah, man, I'll just say keep listening. I mean, you guys do a great job. This is the podcast that you would not find anywhere else. You know, you guys give a great take on everything. I mean, most recently, I mean, I really enjoyed you guys recap on the draft. And I look forward to the guests and the different perspectives you bring in the future.
Man, appreciate it, man. Hey, he said it. I didn't say it, audience. He said it with his own mouth. But I appreciate you, Brian, so much for hopping on such short notice, man. And congrats. Eat them up, cats.
Yep. Eat them up, man.
I am joined by friend of the show, Jordan Brody, also a Sam Houston State alum. Jordan, how are you doing, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, man. Hey, first off, thanks for reaching out this morning. This is gonna be fun.
Yeah, for sure, man. So let's get right to it, man. Sam Houston State University, FCS national champions. When you hear that, What comes to your mind?
A few different things. Obviously, super super excited about it. It's their first championship they've ever won, so that's always cool. I was watching a video of them pulling up down one of the streets in Huntsville, and all the fans were standing on the curb, cheering them on as they were pulling in. So that was a cool feeling. But then a part of me is kind of mad too, because when we were there, we went twice and got our ass whooped both times. So when those t-shirts were posted in the Twitter group chat, I was like, nah, I ain't buying them. They should have won when I was there.
Yeah.
I was a little salty.
Yeah, so you mentioned it right there multiple times during the playoffs, like the last few years. I was just looking it up before I called you, the different times where, you know, they went deep into the playoffs, even went to the championship in back-to-back years. Was that right? And yeah, lost to North Dakota years. State.
Yeah, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, so when you're watching the game and then you're kind of remembering those past moments as a fan and when you were at the school, was there any doubt in your mind that, hey, man, we might not be able to pull this off considering everything that happened in the past?
So I can't lie. I didn't watch the game because I was at work. I did watch some of the highlights. So I can't say that there was any specific feelings during that moment because I was at work. Right. But yeah, I mean, going into it, as this whole week leading up, there's always that feeling like, damn, are we going to do it again? Three times we're going to get there and then just not win, just not show up. But they came out and played. I saw the game winning touchdown. That was a bullet straight through three defenders.
He threaded that thing.
Beautiful. Ooh, beautiful. and then that screen route that he took for, 60, 70 yards, that was beautiful too. So I did watch the highlights, but I didn't get to watch the game live, though.
I know you're a Cowboys fan, but what are your other sports teams?
So oddly enough, so when it comes to basketball, I'm more of a fan of the players.
Okay.
I just follow the players a lot more than the teams. So I don't really have an association with any of the teams. I enjoy watching certain players play. Baseball, I don't really keep up with enough in order to have a favorite team. And then soccer, I just watch international. Really, it's just Cowboys. Cowboys is the one that I keep up with the most.
So the only reason I asked you that, it was like, because, you know, Dallas, the Cowboys haven't won in a while. You know, y'all are the butt of a lot of jokes and all that. And so to see a team, like your team basically win a national championship, like while you're able to witness it live, you know, back in the 90s, we were little. We may not have remembered it. But to actually, like, hey, man, my team that I'm a fan of is a national champion. Like, what's that? Kind of describe what that feeling's like.
It's a new feeling, obviously, being a Cowboys fan. It's a new feeling. The closest thing I get to that feeling is I'm a huge LeBron fan, so I love when LeBron wins a championship. That's always a cool feeling. But, yeah, I mean, it's cool to know that I went to that school because I loved going there. I had nothing but a great time there. I really don't have anything negative about Sam Houston at all. So it was really cool to see them put it together this year, come out on top. And it's cool to say that I went there.
Kind of segue into my next question. What year did you graduate from Sam?
2015.
Okay. So on like a wider scope of things, talk about your experience there, Sam, and what you think this championship could bring to the university as a whole.
Man, I think it can bring a lot more recognition to the players that were there. Because when I was there, I mean, we had studs everywhere. We had Daxton Swanson at corner. We had Tim Flanders at running back. Those are the two that really stick out that off the top of my head because I still follow them on Instagram the whole nine yards. But we just had a lot of studs that I feel like they got maybe a little overlooked being at a smaller school. And so I think a national championship, especially winning the national championship, puts more eyes on the school, obviously going to bring more funding in, more recruits, things of that nature. So that just continues to help the overall culture of the team. And then hopefully just sparks more into the other sports as well. There are other teams, the basketball team's always pretty decent, things of that nature as well. So you just kind of help the other sports build off of that and know that it's possible that you can do it.
So if you could tell Coach Keeler one thing, what would you say to him?
Man, just good job. Like, it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy to win a national championship. So just good job. Way to way to keep your team focused for the entire season, because they go through that entire playoff bracket. So it's a little bit different than FBS.
Knocking off some of the big name schools that's always in there in the end. So that's definitely an accomplishment.
Yeah, beating North Dakota State, knowing knowing that is like the dark horse.
Achilles
heel. So being able to keep your team focused, have them motivated to go into that game. It's kind of the same thing whenever we played Lake Travis over and over again. It was kind of that same concept. You got to have that mindset like, hey, yeah, they've gotten the best of us before, but we can hang with them. We've proven it multiple times. You just got to go in there and do it.
Yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. And you know, I couldn't get you on here without plugging the What's Up Brody podcast, man. My guy Brody is putting in work these past few months with big guests and, you know, talking about their life stories. Kind of give the audience kind of a glimpse into your podcast, your idea for it, and what's been going on with it so far.
Absolutely. Thanks for the shout out.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
So mainly the podcast is just really just bringing on people who are doing things, doing cool stuff, whether it's they're owning a small business, whether it's doing a podcast like this. We got you on in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Just bringing people on and helping tell their story, get something out, whether like a couple episodes ago, we had someone who just wanted to come on and just get out some of the childhood trauma that she had. She just wanted to kind of put that out, just get that air out and just have someone listen to it. It could be anything. It's really just, it's the easiest way to sum it up for anybody who's ever watched the Joe Rogan podcast. It's essentially the Joe Rogan podcast, but for smaller people. That's usually the easiest way to sum it up. And it's just, I just want to put light on all my friends, all my people, smaller people, and just put light on them and just help promote them, support them, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. And you've been doing great so far, man. And
we appreciate
you also being a friend of the show. And, you know, I had to give that same love back to you, man. I appreciate you so much. Hey,
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Where can everybody listen to the pod?
So you can listen to it on YouTube, What's Up Brody Podcast, Spotify and Apple Podcasts, both What's Up Brody. You can follow on Instagram at What's Up Brody Podcast, as well as at The Life of Brody. That's my personal Instagram. And again, man, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on.
and then I'll see you
in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Eat 'em up, cats.
Yes, sir.
And once again, thank you to Malcolm, Damon, Rick, Brian, Jordan, and Gavin for your input. Really appreciate you guys coming on to the podcast, giving your input, your thoughts on your school, SHSU, winning the national title. And we'll close with some thoughts from Coach Casey Killer. Once again, congrats to SHSU, Eat 'em Up Cats.
Hey, we do this thing a certain way. Listen, you listen to me talk. We just won a national championship. And how fitting was it to go down to a play?
Right.
Because that's the character of this team. And the last 4 weeks have gone down to a play. And that's the character of this team. And I got a little chucked up out there about saying, I'm so proud to be your coach. I am. I mean, this is an amazing group of men. An amazing group of men. I mean, you're really good football players, but you're better people, better men. And I know the coaching staff and I are just so blessed to have you. It's an ultimate team win, offense, defense, special teams. And again, this is immortality. For the rest of Sam Houston's life, they're going to celebrate this national championship for the rest of existence.
Yes, sir.
So, and it looks like this right here.